so I was just let it go. Just a little bit of setup here, I didn't take long at all.
Anisha, if I dwell on these things, if I suddenly forget where I was in the topic, you will tell. There are too many people telling, there will be a problem. I look like the sacrificial goat. I look like a goat taken for sacrifice. Sometimes here, the entire vertebra is gone. They toned up its back. It is on the, it is near collapse. That's all. The first 10, osteoarthritis. Middle 10, spondylosis. Last 10, there is D1 to D8, what is called compression fracture. Completely gone. My this thing, my hip, reduced to zero practically. And still, he keeps me on the ground. That is Lord's Almighty. Ye hai Bhagwan ka khel. Bhagwan ke khel. Koi jaan nahi sakte.
Somebody will come to serve you and then you will be all right.
Okay. We're ready.
Yes.
Thank you, dear Swami, to allow me to film you. I'm going to speak a little bit louder,
yes,
so that you don't have to come forward.
Yes.
Because if you come forward, you will go out of focus.
Yeah, little.
You must stay where you are, and he will talk loudly.
Yes.
So that you don't shake your head.
Yes, yes.
Because you have to be within the.
Okay, film. Because what happens is, being older, I'm a little harder in hearing nowadays.
Sure, I will. I will speak louder. Is that okay?
Exactly, exactly.
Thank you, Swami, for allowing me to interview you. This one is about Bhagavan and Bhagavan teaching. I'm allowed to have been written a book about Bhagavan. May I ask you if you could summarize the teaching of Bhagavan? Why the teaching of Bhagavan is so unique?
The Bhagavan's main teaching is, we are not concerned whether the world is real or not, but where exactly is the ultimate reality, where exactly is that which we call the ultimate absolute entity, the universal entity, which has created such a big universe like. And Bhagavan has again and again told, all the teachings are all what has been told in our Upanishads, which are our scriptures, the part of the Vedas. So, he says, the entire thing is only an illusion on the only one reality called the self, that is you. See, when you ultimately see that everything dies, there has to be a permanent witness. So the permanent witness who is in all is what we can call the self. There is no question of yourself, myself and his self. There is only one self. There is only one self. So how can it be? There are so many people, and how that one self can be in all? This can be better understood by the analogy of the electric bulbs in my room and the generator from which the electricity comes. There is only one generator and there are 20 bulbs in my room, and the electricity comes and it inhabits all the 20 bulbs. Similarly, that ultimate divine power, it comes and occupies all these bodies which at present look real to us. The entire thing is real. If you have got a pain in the body, it is very real. And you are coming here and setting up the camera, and the people who are sitting here, my friends, they all look real, absolutely real. How can you say it is not? So he says, then on the analogy of the why do we get rather the dreams? So on the analogy of the dreams, let us analyze. You are alone in this room. You have locked the room and you are sleeping. You suddenly find transported to the jungles of South Africa, and you are a chief of a tribe, and you are sitting in all regality in a chair, and around you are sitting your 20 substantial wives and your other relatives, and also 20 soldiers. Some you say, these are my friends, and some you know, these are traitors to me. At any time they may try me, I have to be careful, they are my enemies. But ultimately, where from so many people have come, it is you who are created. Your thought waves have created them. Energy can be converted into matter. Matter can be converted into energy according to the physics. So naturally, this thought energy, it is solidified into so many beings. It is your subconscious mind which has created the story of the drama of the dream, and it is running the show. And you may not be aware externally, but internally, it is that which is running the entire show. So, you apply the dream, that ultimate reality, he has created your dream. Your dream comprising of Czechoslovakia, Yugoslavia, the entire Europe, the entire America, the entire Africa, the entire universe, and perhaps all the galaxies which are not known to us. And he is so capable, being an energy. We will come to it much later, but this much is enough at this time. That entity, it is so powerful that it can create a TV where it can see all the people, and it has also created drama for each personality which act in it. And the persons who act, where from have they come? It is his thought, the cosmic director's thought. The ultimate reality, the ultimate global totality, it is his thought, they have become all. In other words, you consider he is my enemy, he is my friend. It is all the same actor. There is only one actor in this world. That actor has taken multiple roles, a billion roles of all. He has taken the role of a villain. He has taken the role of a ruffian. He has taken the role of a saint. He has taken the role of a businessman. So everybody is he. So but for him, the entire illusion will not exist. So he says, this self is that ultimate reality. And it has created illusion, a dream drama like. It has created and there is there. So without the self, apart from the self, there is absolutely no world. After all, in the night when you come to my room, you just see a serpent like, it is just waving its hood. Oh my Lord, I just escaped placing my foot on it. When you bring the lamp and see, it was only a rope which was lying and a portion of it wafting in the air. So, unless there was this rope, there would have been no serpent. So, that is one of his things. So, he says, this self is such a big self. If only you come into contact with it, well, then with nobody in the world who can be compared with you, because the one who is capable of everything, omniscient, omnipotent, whatever you may call, the entire thing is behind you. The entire total energy which has created billions of men, and it has got such a reserve that every day so many millions will be born. So it has got that also. And we never know how many more. So it is something which is worldless, boundless, and immense. You can call it the infinity. That energy is behind us.
How do you get rid of the delusion of the snake over the rope?
Exactly. If only you find the substratum over which the illusion has come. The substratum is you. And you have forgotten the real you. Because as he says, the real you is the ultimate reality which is behind all the universe, the entire totality as we call. So its power is immense. And you have been created from it. You are one of its thought force. Your thought cannot remain separate and apart from the thinker. It is always connected to the thinker. So you were connected to the thinker, but when the drama began, you forget who you are. And you identify yourself with the character in the play. That is what has happened. And now, after all, when you knew a thing once, you have only forgotten it. What will you do? See, there is brinjal. And brinjal in my mother tongue, I know. Suddenly, I couldn't remember the English word, brinjal. Hey, my Lord, what is that man? What is it called in English? Oh, my Lord, every day I used to think of it. I know very well. So you go on thinking of it, thinking of it, thinking of it, thinking of it. You be in a search. Then suddenly you find, oh, it's not possible. And in that moment, when you have abandoned it, when there's no more thoughts, then suddenly you remember brinjal. In the same way, when the I has forgotten who he is, the method is to remember it. To remember it, our Bhagavan has said, even in our orthodox scriptures, there have been two different sides. The one thing says, well, you go on saying, I am that, I am that, I am that. Then you chant it, you become that. That there is another school which doesn't believe in it. They say, what is the use of going on telling I am that, I am that, I am that? For 1,000 years even, you will never become that. That is what they say. So they say, you just try to recollect and remember it. Be in its quest. What do you mean by being in its quest? Suppose I am now talking with you. I have somewhere misread my glasses. So I am looking for it. Well, I can see without glasses, but still I can't see people perfectly. So I am searching for it. So even while I am talking, my eyes are going, He said, behind this? No. He said, behind that? It is not there. So this is called the quest. You don't go on telling, oh, glasses, where are you? So there is no need. But this is the quest, silently to be watching and be seeing, where could it be? This is the quest. So the Bhagavan's, this, who am I? This is the method of approach which he has suggested, that you go on thinking. But unless we are convinced of the method or the technique which we use, many of us are unable to progress, especially the Westerners. They want to know the logic of things. They want to know how scientific are things. They are not prepared to take things for granted because it is told in some 2,000-year-old book. And almost the same mentality has come even among the young men of India today. If you tell a boy, hey, bring the chair, why should I? You have to explain to him, when there are other sons, why do you choose him? Otherwise he won't. And not only that, thinking of who am I, it has been, it's not a new thing, even though many who have not seen the entire gamut of the scriptures and where their ideas are limited, they have said that Bhagavan has created a new method. It's not a new method, but it has not been so elaborately explained as how to do, and its importance has not been stressed among other methods as it has been mentioned. So it was not used. And for instance, Schopenhauer, I don't know the pronunciation of the Westerners, he was a great philosopher who has translated all the Upanishads for the first time in German. Since he was a young boy, somehow the thoughts came and it was bothering him a lot. Who am I? Where have I come from? Where am I aiming to go? Where is my destination? And he was thinking for hours on it. And he even graduated, but he didn't go for a job. Even then, morning to night, he was thinking of it. And one day he was just sitting in his room with his hat on. Without his own knowledge, he opened the door at night, 10 o'clock or 11 o'clock, he went out. And he was passing through an orchard of somebody, some private orchard, full of fruit-bearing trees. He's walking, thinking, hey, who am I? Where from have I come? Where do I go? What am I doing here? And in those days, there was no electricity. The watchman was sitting somewhere with his lantern, and he was very much perturbed. In the last 1 week, the apples and other fruits were missing. He said, some poacher should have been here. I should find him out. Today he saw somebody going with his hat on. He said, this must be that poacher. So he goes behind him, shouting, hey, who are you? Where have you come from? What are you doing? Where are you going? Then Schopenhauer turned, ran back to him, and just hugged the watchman. Hey, these are the very questions which I have been asking for years, and you are also asking them. I do not know the answer, man. So this shows, even some years back, some hundreds of years back, people were really perturbed about this question as to who I am, who am I?
Why is it the who am I technique?
I'll tell you the background. I said, just tell you, the background of who am I is like this. First of all, in a common way, as a common man, think of who is this I. What do you mean? This man sitting with his fine white beard and half bald head. I am I. What is that to be questioned about? However much you say, no, I am not talking about your body, then whom are you talking about here? I see only bodies. And everybody has a handle, I mean a name. You call him by that. So what is there wrong? This is it. If you just think about it further, there is an Upanishad which starts with this very question. It is called the Keno Upanishad, part of the scriptures. By whom propel the eyes work? By whom propel the nose works? By whom propel the vital force known as the vital elan? It works. And similarly now, you just think, the one who sees, the one who hears, the one who this, I walk, I talk, who actually does it? Not my eyes, not my ears. Because if this minute I fall dead here, my ears are open. God forgot to keep shutters on your ears. And the eyes are staring and the legs are very much there. Can you walk? Can you see?
It's coming back. It's only one minute. Okay, we're holding.
Is it okay?
Yeah.
So, my eyes are there. It's staring, but cannot see. I'm dead. So, it is something, you may call it energy, which was there inside, which when it went to the eyes, it saw. There was not separate energies coming from somewhere. The same energy, just as there is only one energy, which becomes mechanical, which becomes heat energy, which becomes sound energy, but there is only one energy, which can be transformed. He's an engineer, he knows better. And similarly, there is only one energy which goes everywhere here. But the term energy is also absolutely wrong. But unfortunately, for that which comes inside, for that, even though it looks like an energy, there is no word in our vocabulary which can sufficiently describe it. And the nearest approach is, because we know only of matter and energy, so it cannot be matter, so obviously, so we call it the energy. It is something far subtler than the energy. Far subtler than the energy. And that energy was there. It only worked through all these instruments which are called the various senses. The five senses of cognition and the five senses of action, through them, it is functioning. And when that energy is gone, well, those senses, they cease to function. Now, that energy, where from has it come? Well, when perhaps the mother conceived, for the first few days I am told that we are some meat jelly-like, in the fallopian tubes. And slowly it descends into the womb and it becomes bigger and bigger, a bigger mass of flesh. It does not contain that pranic energy, the vital elan, which goes and works everywhere in so many ways. And I have heard from the doctors and others, it is in the fifth month that it comes into the body, it goes into the womb, it goes into that mass of flesh and gives it life. Well, I don't know much on the medical side, on the scientific side. I am a villager. And but our scriptures also say that energy comes into the womb only in the seventh month. So there is a controversy between fifth month and seventh month. There is nothing big about it to show. So that shows the energy comes from somewhere, and it's a beautiful energy, which it's not an energy like electricity. Electricity, I will call it a dead energy. Here, this is a living and loving energy. This energy gives you life. You can function. And it's all loving. Even if you hate it, it loves, because you are not separate from him, man. You are all himself, his own parts, his own thoughts. So how can it? So you, after coming to play the roles, you forgot who you are and you consider him as your enemy. But he knows. So he says, it is me. So he cannot afford to hate you. That is the difference between the ordinary energy which we see outside and this energy. Unfortunately, we have no separate term for it in any language.
May I ask you, how do you discriminate between what is real and what is unreal?
We are coming to it. We will come to it. When there is only one, which is for always at all times, and that has to be real. That which comes and which disappears one day, well, we call it as unreal. This is the definition with which we go. That which is transient, that which evaporates one day, it cannot be real.
Can I ask you, do you mean that whatever appears will disappear?
Yes, that is what I mean. See, what comes, it looks like appearance, it goes back, like your dream.
Is this mean that, how do you discriminate between illusion and appearance?
Between
illusion and appearance.
Illusion, appearance are one and the same. Illusion represents the method by which the appearance comes. So how did the appearance come? It is only an illusion. So they both are related to each other, but they are not identical.
Is this mean that the whole universe is only an illusion? Does it mean that the whole universe itself is only an appearance?
That is what finally it comes to. Because everything disappears one day. There is nothing which remains forever. This house remains for 75 years. Then it disappears. You take a computer, you use it for 30 years, it becomes completely degenerated. It is over like. Apart from the technology upgrading, I am telling even the other one. So whatever you have, and so many human beings, maximum you may be for 100 years, 150 years, that is a normal thing I am talking. That is all. That one day he disappears. He goes. Where is the energy?
What is the purpose of all this? What is the purpose of all this and that? What is the purpose of the universe?
The purpose of the universe.
Why is there?
Why is there? I'll tell you. I told you about your dream. Is it not? Can you tell me what is your purpose? After all, it is you, your own subconscious mind has done it. Do you in your external consciousness know what is the purpose of it? So, the day you come to your external internal consciousness only, you will know. Similarly, when we go to that internal consciousness, we will definitely ask him this question.
What is the direct path to it?
Direct path to?
What is the direct path to it?
To that final reality. That's what I'm coming to. So this means that there is no separate energy for each body. It has come from one source, just as the bulb's case, as I told you. It has come from one source. So when it has come, you are fully divine. That is what we are told. You are not made up of any other material than the ultimate reality. That is why I am the ultimate reality, it comes to ultimately, which the Sufi science used to say, Analhaq, I am that. So, we come to that. And when Moses asked the fire, who are you? then it answered, I am what I am. So except I, nobody has brought a third entity there, a second entity there. So now coming to this. So when all these so many millions of people are getting the same divine energy, just like the several members are getting from the same generator, when all of them are getting it, so all of us are divine, absolutely divine, then why the divinity does not exhibit itself? It is exhibited in Jesus, it has exhibited itself in Buddha, but why not I and you? Even they had to perhaps do a lot of spade work before coming to the stage. So what is the spade work I have to do? When will I know? So, and you just imagine such a big energy. So it is an immense, infinite energy, as I told you earlier. If only you get into contact with it, your powers, you realize who you are, and then your powers are infinite, because an infinite power is behind you. And because when you know that external you, you are only a thought of that cosmic director.
May I ask you how Bhagavan realized the self without any intellectual discourse?
Unfortunately, Bhagavan's method cannot be repeated by anybody else. Bhagavan, as we are saying, we have got several categories of realized souls. All are realized. It is just like everybody is an MD in medical. There are 6%. One got 38% instead of 40, but the moderation committee gave him 2 more. He also became a surgeon. He became a physician. Then there's another chap who got, say, 75 distinction mark he got, and he became a surgeon. Another chap, he got 100 out of 100, he became one. And there is one person there, it is written in the question papers, in every question paper, write 8 questions out of any of the 12. They are given a choice out of 12. This person has answered all the 12 questions, he got 150 out of 100, and that was our Bhagavan Ramana. And such people are called Ativarnashramis. And since the inception of the world, there have been barely about 7 or 8 such chaps known to us. Bhagavan is one of them. And how do we know? Bhagavan himself told once, there was a judicial inquiry. He was cited as a witness in a case by the by this Arunachala temple. Then they asked him the question, what are you? Are you a sannyasi? You don't look like. You are not wearing the ochre robe. And you don't seem to be a brahmachari. Then you are supposed to have a cross belt like, a string, put it over here. You don't have. Then what are you? He said, I am Ativarnashrami. They asked, is it a term which you have coined? Absolutely not. He quoted 4 books for reference where this is given. So, Bhagavan's method, I tell you, he only, because he was completely trained up in the previous birth, he came as one of the world teachers like Jesus or Buddha. So, he was completely trained. They all came. See, the sadhanas they made, they were only to befool others. They have done all sadhanas in the previous birth, as Bhagavan himself had told elsewhere later on in his life.
You mean previous sadhana in previous life?
Huh?
Sadhana.
He had. So, he had only a death experience one night, as you know. But in that death experience, he got back the memory of his past birth. So, as all the knowledge which he had, which leads to the higher, and which he immediately came to him in one moment. So in one moment, he became the absolute. And he came and lived just as the absolute entity, that only reality can ever live. It is impossible for anybody to live like that. He was never concerned with what is happening around him. If perhaps somebody murdered somebody even, he will keep quiet because he knows the entire thing is only a cinema, is only a dream drama. Will you hand him over to the police if somebody is killed like in the drama? When once you put the curtain, that fellow will get up. And here that fellow never existed. A non-existing thing. So if you cut it, you do anything, it doesn't matter at all. So exactly, you only remember that the entire universe is a dream of the dreamer. So you are only worried about the cosmic dreamer. So you are also one of the dream figures, that is, you are one of the thought energy of the cosmic. So your energy is never different from the owner of the energy. So as such, you are that.
Thank you. May I ask you, what is that creates? What is that break the site of the cycle of birth and death?
Huh?
No. What is it that breaks the cycle on birth?
You see, the point is, when he has created the various thought waves to the drama, I'm sure you will agree with me, the drama is never endless. The drama has to end. So the author decides when this drama ends. So he has already put a time bomb. At the time he created these dream figures. So ultimately that's what is happening. In his case, he didn't write a full book of drama so that you are enacting it. The moment he thought, at the same time he is thinking for all the people as to how your life is to go, how his life is to go, my life is to go, his life is to go, for the entire billions, simultaneously. The moment he thinks of it, the actor acts it. The actor is nobody but he. He acts immediately, so it is not, there is no time lag between his writing and publishing it and he is doing it. That's all. This is a beautiful, unique type of drama, worth seeing. So as such, if you don't identify with your role and you just see them all as a witness does, you will get out of it. Because the director will know this fellow has no interest in playing the role fully. He is still remembering his earlier life and he is just looking at it as a witness. He doesn't fully fall to the emotion of it. So he'll take you out.
So one that realizes that he is not the body and one that realizes that he is not the self automatically is free from the bondage of the body and the mind.
Repeat it, please.
The cycle on birth and death, is it because one believes that it does not exist apart from the body and the mind?
The first point is, what is that buddhi or the mind? It is only a reflection of that one final entity. We also call him as consciousness. What is consciousness? Consciousness is being the self-awareness of existence. Am. This is not I am. There is no I even. Am. It is only the sheer mere existence. That's all. See, while in sleep, again, God has given the sleep not for entertainment. He has given it so that you can apply it to your waking state.
Yes, because many people do not realize that the mind is active in both the waking state and the sleep.
See, look here.
And the dream, but not
you come to the ultimate state only by annihilating the mind. And Ramana's it has happened so. That is why when somebody told Swamiji, if you keep your mind, you can relieve yourself with the cancer yourself. He says, oh, I have something called a mind. I have to keep it. This is how he answered. So he had no mind. See, it's a stage where absolutely the mind disappears. How? When once you go on thinking of one thing in a concentrated manner, the entire world disappears. The entire world disappears. Your mind is only in that.
Yes, because Ramana say that the world only appears in the mind and that the creator of the world is none other than the mind.
Exactly. So when the mind goes, the entire world goes. And that is, and when it happens permanently, not like a picnic going and coming back to this.
So there is no world apart from mind.
Eh?
There is no world apart from mind.
There is no world apart from mind. And the mind is itself an illusion. Because there is no mind apart from that supreme entity.
Yes, because whatever comes and goes.
It is only a reflection of the consciousness.
Yes.
A reflection is not the truth. So, it is only an illusion of an illusion.
So why are we attached to appearance?
Huh?
Why are we attaching
to achievement? Because the mind has been so conditioned, your mind is still working, in all relationships, and then comparing yourself with the Jones of the next door. You see, he also joined as an assistant engineer, he became the chief engineer. Where are you sitting? His wife will be asking. So, all these achievements and all that, because we think we are an individual and we are competing with another individual, and it is that wrong notion which has given birth to aggressiveness, something called a management techniques, which are all built with the opposite of the techniques for retiring from it. That's all. So the day you know that there is nobody apart from you and there is nothing to be achieved, the entire, everything is illusory, the post of general manager, the post of the president of the company, everything is nothing. You will not bother anything about it. And you will be thinking only of, who am I?
Can you tell me a little bit more about the who am I technique? How does it work to annihilate the mind?
See, whenever you concentrate on one thing, that is why there are various methods of, say, being initiated into a mantra, a chanting of a spell. He goes on chanting. That may not do anything at all. The main thing it does is, when your mind is concentrated on that, on any issue, then what happens is, nothing likes to remain alone. So as such, the entire thing goes away. He likes to remain alone. I don't want to be with him. So the entire world runs away from him. So at that time, as the mind includes the I thought disappears. So the individual disappears.
And the self remains.
And you just evaporate in the totality. You have become part of the totality. The wave has realized that it was always the part of the ocean, and no more there is a wave.
So is Atmavichara one of the direct path or the only path to cut
no.
the ego?
See, the point is, I may not say it is the, I do agree it's a direct path. But sometimes, but often enough, the direct path alone is not there. There are good royal highways, even though they are paths which may be a little circuitous. So there are many such paths, including the paths given by Buddha. See, after all, they were also great, one of the great men, and they also reached the highest. So they were also equally wise. But he gave it for two reasons, for one reason mainly. In these days, the dependence or the belief in God has completely gone for most. And on the contrary, many develop allergy in the body, gooseberries, the moment you mention the word God.
So the beliefs are constitute the limitation of the mind.
So that is why you have devised something where the word God or Almighty does not come in.
Thank you.
That's why.
This was great. You know, this was fantastic. Thank you so much. This was really, really good. Now, it was so good that I completely forgot the camera and I forgot to press the button. So there's a million people behind that are screaming out. But I think I've got to really, really...
See,
thank you so much.
I didn't talk for the camera. You asked a question there, I answered for you.
Yes, you were really fantastic. I think I've got most of it anyway. I'm sorry.
See,
I just was so drawing you.
So you didn't capture everything, did you?
I didn't capture everything at the end, unfortunately.
Oh,
because I was so good that I forgot to press the button again. You see, this camera is like a film camera, so it does really high quality. And you have to press the button every 10 minutes. But I have done it, but I've best the last 10 minutes.
You see?
It's okay,
You see?
We're not going to redo it, it's not necessary because...
I will say, even if one man thinks on this line, he may perhaps come to a different conclusion. But that will do. At least it sets people to thinking on some line on this. So I'm absolutely satisfied if you alone get something out of it. That's all. We are not bothered with the millions.
May I ask you another question about the Vedas? What is the signification of the word Vedas?
What is that?
What is the signification of the of the word Vedas?
You see, Vedas represent the various experiences on the highest level when the mind has been annihilated completely, where you are at the highest level, where you are perhaps has merged with that totality at that level. So each one gives his experience. But we call it the pathless path. So naturally, all the paths which are told, they are only up to the initial few kilometers, while multi times a distance is still left where you are alone. But this much, when once you have done, the other thing also will be done easily, because the path itself becomes your goal. The path itself rather becomes your destination. So the path itself helps you to reach it.
Does this mean that is the end of knowledge?
Yes, exactly so. You see, unless we unlearn what all we have learned, it's difficult to progress in it.
So this must be the greatest knowledge, since it destroys all knowledge.
Yes, all knowledge. And that is why, and then each one has given his experience. There are several Upanishads, and each one of them gives the same truth in different wordings, with different analogies, so that somebody will be able to understand something out of it. But as I said, it will not take you to the top by itself. You have to do, your experience will be something which they never had. As I said, it is a pathless path.
Thank you so much, Swami. Thank you so much. I think it's probably enough for the day. But I really thank you for this.
Thank you for this.
Yes, thank you as well. Thank you for being here too.
Thank you.
Maybe another day we'll do a little bit more whenever you feel. I'm ready to take some more, but not today because you must feel tired.
You see, at 86 years, many of the old men here, they get depression. Why? Nobody cares for them. Nobody hears their words. So when somebody hears, naturally it gives me a new lease of life.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you so much. Well, I'll stop for today. But it was really,
yes,
really fabulous. Thank you,
yes,
so much. Thank you.
Merci.
I'll just stop the button now.
May I know your name, please?
My name is Jean-Raphaël de Dieu.
Oh, it's beyond my pronunciation. I told you I'm a villager.
Jean.
Hein?
Jean. Jean. Jean-Raphaël.
Jean-Raphaël.
De
yes.
Dieu.
Yes.
De Dieu. Thank you.
After Raphaël only, I can go.
This is really good because, you
yes.
see, I just pretended that I know nothing about this teaching for the people who will see this, so that we make clear understanding. And you've done exactly that. You've done a really clear understanding of Bhagavan teaching.
Okay.
I'm thinking of doing a little bit more with you, but
yes.
a little bit later
when naturally,
you feel.
See,
I have to prepare some more questions.
See, the process itself, one minute. People go and do it. Who am I? Oh, 2 hours over.
Yes.
Get
it's,
up.
It's like the business.
And I tell you, you are coming by bus from Chennai to here, you fall asleep. And they say, another 20 minutes to go. Then suddenly when you wake up, you find you have forgotten your name.
Yes.
It's definitely, it's called amnesia in medical terms. Amnesia can be partial, can be total. Sure. So when the amnesia has come and the fellow knows another 20 minutes he is going to be at Thiruvannamalai, he sees how much money he has got, 5 rupees, not sufficient even for an auto. He will not know where to go. Hey, where are my people? Where is my account? Who am I? Then will he do it for 2 hours and then he will take rest and tomorrow another 2 hours?
Yes. There is a famous cartoon of a businessman coming by helicopter on top of a mountain. There is a yogi at the top. He comes through a thing from the helicopter and go to see the Swami and say to the Swami, can you show me enlightenment? I've got 20 minutes.
Exactly so. It is really a 24 hours job.
Yes. Exactly. Thank you so much. I'll take all this apart.
See, if these are all written originally itself, nobody will come to the path.
Yes.
So you don't tell them.
No, absolutely.
After you begin to go, they come here, they are well set, then you tell them, Baba, it's a 24 hours job.
This movie we're doing is to show, to make a bigger movie about the life of Bhagavan.
That's very
so that people should know that this man, there are only a few every 1,000 years like him.
I see.
And
very good.
Thank you so much.
See, with all our knowledge, we cannot understand Bhagavan or Bhagavan's teachings even 10%.
Oh, yes.
That's all.
Of course, yes. there is something which the knowledge of the Vedas, the super philosophy, this is the supreme philosophy. Yes. Where does it come from?
Where
does it come from in India?
The supreme philosophy.
Yes.
It has come through the inspiration of the ultimate entity itself. That's all. When he sees that for some of them, they have made some quick progress, even though he has set everything there, well, there will be a little liberty given to you, freedom. The example given is, say, I have a cow with a 20 feet rope. I have tied it to a pivot. Within that area, it has got the freedom to sit anywhere, to stand anywhere, or to eat the grass which I kept at one place, or to drink the water I kept at another place.
Sure.
Even though everything else is fixed, it is within my house, compound is not anywhere. It is not in America, it is not in Africa, it is in India, in my house. So, all the settings have been fixed. But there is a limited freedom which is given.
Yes.
So, in that limited freedom I have used, then he finds, well, he's a quick grasper, so he has come up quite well. Then naturally, he helps you to understand things better. And somewhere, you get the person who perhaps enlightens him to the extent he knows. He has himself gone in that way and got that help. So he goes up. See, you cannot get a guru by putting in your network.
True.
Wanted a guru who knows everything, who can perform little miracles from time to time.
This is a problem in the... This is a problem at the moment. There are too many people who want to teach things they don't understand yet, fully.
See, he comes and, or he brings you to him. That's all. You need not search for him at all.
I'm just checking that I'm still recording. I'm still recording.
Oh, it's a continuous.
See, I didn't miss anything here. But here I missed a little bit, but it doesn't matter. It's all in there.
You see, the very inquisitiveness, when once it becomes a volcanic longing,
yes,
that itself will take you further.
Sure.
And entire knowledge comes. That's all.
Next time I come, I will ask you questions about this mountain here.
Yes. That's
so
interesting.
Please do not say no more. we have plenty, because I think this will run out of battery as well. And I want to record everything, because it's very important. Thank you so much.
There are people here who know several times more than myself.